So say is carted off. Incarceration, all agree, is for the best. The beast within him, with all his teeming animalicals, can howl and bleat at leisure. While the world, its traffic, transmissions, seals, cloaks and reservoirs, its mattress lies, lunch breaks, egg splicers, silver tongs, buffalo, labradors, dynamite and polished tables, aqueducts, airliners, gestures and jabbering, the world soon forgets. How often have I lain beneath the rain on a tin roof, thinking of home, and the rise of the sun when it came cast a shadow in my mind. Once, as I recall, though every memory from that times appears as if it were the ruined temple of a sunken city, through fields of water and waving weeds and jellyfish rising and floating. Once I turn a corner on a high street in my hunger and simply run away. My reasons, some baffled desire that turned my eyes and throat corrosive. And there and then I pretended, I decided I could make it alone. There, age 8, in some dismal market town, all that remains of which are a few scarred shop windows and a two-eyed granite curb, the kind designed for vehicles from another time, another failed future. Another time when I return and settle in once more, the path above the pitch down which I ran a mile or two, no tears this time, just fury, turn out to be a cul-de-sac. And so they let me run, indifferent. The plane taking off, the pain in my neck, the pills, the EpiPen, the newspaper, order in sections, the seat belt, the paper, the laminated diagram, the toilet door, the bag, the names they give themselves, the prospect of the ground, the child's snack box, the absence of children, bones, nails, teeth, skin, hair, the cuisines of martial peoples, stir-fry and burgers, trying not to scream. Performance is an attempt to resolve a phenomenological conundrum. The assertion of imminence, the hope that someone else is listening, truly listening. here in this shapeless loop does such weightless reasonless body come into being and drift, fading and out, and my soul sigh over yesterday's chili con carne. The sea came in, they slept in the caves and droned there. My soul approached to infinity, standing between a corpse and an open window. I descend to the garden by the stairs at the back of the house, carve initials with a pen knife, yours and mine, upon a helpless tree. This silent garden leads toward an orchard.